December 22nd. As we look back over our drinking careers, we must realize that our lives were a mess because we were a mess inside. The trouble was in us, not in life itself. Life itself was good enough, but we were looking at it the wrong way. We were looking at life through the bottom of a whiskey glass, and it was distorted. We could not see all the beauty and goodness and purpose in the world because our vision was blurred. We were in a house with one-way glass in the windows. People could see us, but we could not look out and see them and see what life meant to them and should mean to us. We were blind then, but now we can see. Can I now look at life as it really is? Meditation for the day. Fear no evil, because the power of God can conquer evil. Evil has power to seriously hurt only those who do not place themselves under the protection of the higher power. This is not a question of feeling. It is an assured fact of our experience. Say to yourself with assurance that whatever it is, no evil can seriously harm you as long as you depend on the higher power. Be sure of the protection of God's grace. Prayer for the day. I pray that fear of evil will not get me down. I pray that I may try to place myself today under the protection of God's grace. Good things coming. Do not worry about how the good that has been planned for you will come. It will come. Do not worry, obsess, think you have to control it, go out hunting for it, or tangle your mind trying to figure out how and when it will find you. It will find you. Surrender to your higher power each day. Trust your higher power. Then stay peaceful. Trust and listen to yourself. That is how the good you want will come to you. Your healing, your joy, your relationships, your solutions, that job, that desired change, that opportunity, it will come to you naturally, with ease, and in a host of ways. That answer will come. The direction will come. The money, the idea, the energy, the creativity, the path will open itself to you. Trust that, for it has already been planned. It is futile, a waste and drain of energy, to worry about how it will come. It is already there. You have it already. It's in place. You just cannot see it. You will be brought to it, or it will be brought to you. Today, I will relax and trust that the good I need will find me, either through my leadings or the leadings of others. All I want and need will come to me when the time is right. Naming overcomes evil. Meg Murray is discussing naming with the cherub Progenix, who is more experienced in these things than she is. Progo, you said we were namers. I still don't know. What is a namer? I've told you. A namer has to know who people are and who they are meant to be. I don't know why I should have been shocked to be finding Ekathori on your planet. Why are they there? The Ekathori are always about when there's a war. They start all war. Progo, I saw all that awfulness you took me to see, that tearing of the sky and all, but you still haven't told me exactly what Ekathori are. Progo probed into her mind, searching for words she could understand. I think your mythology would call them fallen angels. War and hate are their business, and one of their chief weapons is unnaming, making people not know who they are. If someone knows who he is really knows, then he doesn't need to hate. That's why we still need namers, because there are places throughout the universe, like your planet Earth, when everyone is really and truly named, then the Ekathori will be vanquished.